This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer. On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By the way, wait till you hear the audio, Patriots audio from their documentary related to Super Bowl 52 when the Eagles beat the Patriots and what happened with Malcolm Butler. We will get to that after Beat the Hammer. This segment, Kraft, Belichick, and Malcolm Butler all weighing in on what happened when Malcolm Butler was benched. We'll get to that after Beat the Hammer. All right, the Hammer comes in with a record of 243 wins, a mere 40 losses, and we play Beat the Hammer every Friday at this time. Today, our contestant, his name is Kevin, and Kevin will be playing for a Bryson Stott Phillies t-shirt. So a Bryson Stott Phillies t-shirt on the line, so too is the honor of beating the Hammer, an honor Kevin in Allentown will certainly not get. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So
Kevin sounds focused.
Yeah,
man.
What's going on, Kevin? You're not giving me an in here. I need a little something. I mean, I want to jab away, you know? What do you got, Kevin?
I'm a little nervous.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. He's got it.
All right, Kevin.
Don't be nervous. It's
Kevin,
just us hanging out chatting.
You'll be great.
Kevin, I want to explain something to you. First off, I mean, minimum 100,000 people listening.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Maybe two, maybe three, maybe 400,000 people. I really don't know, obviously, as we sit here right now. But a lot of people. So I'll leave it at that.
Oh. Don't listen.
You are not right.
Great pump-up speech, Joe.
Couple of pals hanging out talking sports. That's it.
All right, Kevin, I am going to
play college.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to step into the
believe in you, Kevin.
Soundproof booth, and I certainly wish you good luck. Thanks, buddy.
Right.
Again, I thank you in advance for the nervous
guy
calling.
Scram, get out of here. Enough of you.
Please.
All right.
Yeah.
Enough.
Nervous guy.
Enough.
Kevin.
Enough. We're trying to do a radio show here. You know, it's come on. Get out of here. Scram.
As
Kevin,
he scurries
don't be nervous.
Off.
We got this, buddy.
All right.
Don't let him get to you. His needling. The annoying hammer, we'll call him today.
He's sequestered. Kevin,
right.
We believe in you,
safely
man.
Safely ensconced in the soundproof freezer. Kevin, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
Love it. We'll give it a shot, indeed, the category this week. Pretty predictable. We're doing a little NCAA tournament trivia. 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Kevin, you ready to play the game?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. In 2008, what Kansas player hit a game-tying shot at the buzzer to send the championship game to overtime and an eventual Kansas win over Memphis?
Danny Manning.
Dan Hurley has a chance to become the first coach to win back-to-back tournaments since what coach?
Mike Krzyzewski.
Six double-digit seeded schools have made it to the Final Four. Name one of them.
George Mason.
In 1987, what Indiana player hit the shot with 4 seconds left to win the championship game for the Hoosiers?
Pass.
John Wooden coached 10 of UCLA's 11 tournament-winning teams. Who coached the other?
Pass.
1987, what Indiana player hit the shot with 4 seconds left to win the championship game for the Hoosiers?
Danny Ainge.
John Wooden, 10 of 11 UCLA wins. Who coached the other?
I don't know.
Time.
All right. All right, we got one. We'll put hang in there. We'll put you on hold. We'll bring you back after. I am not confident this week.
I'm not confident either.
I think this is going to be an easy hammer victory, but we'll find out. Let's wave the hammer
think
back
do
in.
All right.
Yep.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fran went to get him.
Is Fran showing a little hustle on like
Fran
the hammer?
Hustled.
Yeah, Fran
got
back.
I believe it. I'm not trying to.
Fran had arm pumping.
There we go. Here
I kind of hope. I hope this guy did good because I feel bad. I don't know.
Yeah, the guy's a little nervous.
I don't want people to think I'm a jerk.
Well,
gosh, that
horse has left the barn when it comes to the hammer.
That's true, actually. All right, Kevin in Allentown, nervous guy. How did nervous guy do?
From 7:45 to 8 o'clock on Fridays, you're a total jerk.
You know what was always a weird dynamic, James, in the fall when we'd go from Beat the Hammer when I'm doing all hammer stuff to Dick Vermeil.
To Dick Vermeil.
I'm like, good morning, Coach.
I'd have him on hold sometimes. You're sitting there like, ow, yeah. It's like, hey, Coach, how are you?
Hi, Coach. Hi. We revere you. All right. Pete, how did Kevin and Allentown do?
You ready to roll here, buddy?
I've been ready, man.
Category obvious for the week. We're doing a little NCAA tournament trivia. Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Question number one. In 2008, what Kansas player had a game-tying shot at the buzzer to send the championship game to overtime in an eventual Kansas win over Memphis?
Chalmers.
Dan Hurley has a chance to become the first coach to win back-to-back tournaments since what coach?
Billy the Kid, Billy Donovan.
Six double-digit seeded schools have made it to the Final Four. Name one of them.
I'll come back to that.
In 1987, what Indiana player hit the shot with 4 seconds left to win the championship?
Steve Alford.
John Wooden.
Oh, damn!
Yeah.
What in the world?
John Wooden coached 10 of UCLA's 11 tournament-winning teams. Who coached the other?
Lavin. Oh, no. It's freaking Herrick. A 10-seed, 11-seed, George Mason. God, I should have gone 5 for 5.
That was disappointing.
What did this guy do?
It's a 3-1 victory, but you missing Keith Smart might be the most disappointing moment in the history.
Seriously, Joe.
Obviously, I know Keith Smart.
Wow.
God, that's brutal. I still won.
Herrick was obviously correct
as well.
This
is like when Ted Williams goes 2 for 5 and he's annoyed. All right, well, I went 3 for 5. All right, look, it was a bad job by me. What was the other one?
Yeah, terrible.
Frickin'
Jim
Lavin?
Yeah, why'd you say Lavin?
Of course it was Herrick.
And the
whole program. All right. Yeah, bad job by me. But this is when you know you're great. You stub your toe, you stub the other toe, and you still kick a nervous guy's ass. Nervous guy, what happened?
Well, I kept it close. 3-1's not bad.
Man, I was beatable today. I mean,
yeah, I'm disappointed in you today.
God, Keith Smart, I've seen that shot from the baseline 5,000 times.
We all have. It might be that and Leitner, the two most famous shots in the history of the tournament.
Well, and Ramil Robinson's free throws were pretty big.
They
and
were big, but we're talking, I mean, how many shots have won the game by 1 point in the championship game? That one.
I know, but you can't discredit Chris Jenkins also, James.
Yeah, but it was a tie game when Jenkins hit it, so a little different, but Jenkins up there too.
Man, I miss Keith Smart. All right, Kevin, you lost. I won. Kevin, all right, now that you can exhale, like there's no more shame of losing because it's already happened. How do you feel now?
I don't feel too bad. I mean, 3-1. I didn't get shut out, and I didn't get you didn't get them all right for against me. So
yeah,
hey, gave it a try.
Played a little defense, as Joe would say. Yeah, for
Kevin,
future reference, maybe don't call the tournament week when basketball is not your wheelhouse. But I appreciate it,
Kevin. You seem like a fine fellow, and because I was a little bit of a jerk to you earlier, and I was just playing around. We're going to award you the Bryson Stott.
It's a nice move by you, Hammer.
Yeah, you deserve it.
So
Kevin.
Magnanimous.
Thank you, Joe.
Kevin, let me get it. All right, Phil's going to win the World Series this year. Let's get you on the right side here.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it this year.
There you go. Yeah, Whitey, that's the proper answer, even though it's probably not accurate. All right, Kevin, we're going to put you on hold. Well done, and with that, victory 244. I have a very muted celebration.
How's your hand?
Yeah, that
You're going to break it one of these days.
I can't believe I missed Keith Smart.
I can't either. I really can't believe you missed that one.
Oh, I heard 87 Indiana, and I just went right to frickin' Alfred. All right, with that, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, Herrick did seem like
you know it really did.
It wouldn't be the first time he broke his hand punching stuff after being upset.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He tends to self-flagellate and break things.
Self-flagellate. Wow. Self-flagellate sounds dirty.
It kind of sounds very dirty.
Kind of.
No, he lashes out. Upon
well, I've had two incidents. I've had two incidents with the hand. One was anger. Actually, three incidents with the hand. So one time I punched.
So
through,
you didn't learn?
No, I haven't.
I thought didn't one involve a bottle?
Yes, that was non-anger. So the bottle was final night of college. It went through a jagged bottle and ended up in the emergency room.
Ooh.
That was a problem. Then there was a time in Manayunk I punched through a window. Long story. I'll just say my friends were doing me very dirty, very dirty. On a unique situation, which they should have butted out on.
Oh, boy.
I'll leave it at that.
Unique situation.
Unique situation.
Hmm.
And they were impeding my possibilities.
You punched, right?
I punched through a small window.
You punched something and hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah. And then
and
the
it was
other
not
one,
the only time.
And
you
then the other one was
and hurt yourself.
Sophomore year of college, the Flyers gave up a goal at the end of game one. Of their series in 98. I believe it was the I believe it was the end of the first period of game one of 98, which I think was against the Sabres, I think. And that was, I went through the window kind of accidentally, but that was an issue also.
Oh, what's God. Your thing with punching windows? You do know
one,
it's glass.
That one was accidental. It just, anyway.
The question All right. is, what's your thing with not being able to control your emotions?
I'm competitive. I mean, one was about...
So maybe rein it in so you stop
I know, now I'm nervous for Wednesday morning. What's going
to
happen?
Hospital.
All right, let's go to the phones. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio. An underwhelming Hammer victory today, but still 244. It was.
That's such an understatement.
It's kind of like
an
when...
underwhelming
You know what it is? It's like when Kobe had that bad finals in 2010. But he still won
but
the
they still won, yeah.
It's really not anything like
Pal
that.
Pal Gasol bailed him out big time in game seven.
Dude, people don't talk about that enough. Pal was absolutely
now,
bailed him out.
In Kobe's defense, he had a really bad hand, and it prevented him from shooting effectively, and that was the reason.